country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, we got to the tomatoes and the wine here. Usually I jump in when Hank Williams Jr. is talking about the woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Sometimes we make it to the tomatoes and wine. But here we are on the Trump phenomenon on Wednesday. Let me adjust my screens here a little bit. Let me get out of full screen view here over here. I'm on an interview with Steve Bannon. Here we are on November 15th. 2017, and as always, a live show. You can tell as the host, me, walks around the studio, connecting wires, and quieting down the kids upstairs, stuff like that that happens in the show, letting you know, no, nothing recorded, nothing edited here, and we'd love to have you participate live in the show. I'm starting off solo tonight. If you want to join us, or me, 800-313-9443. And it isn't us, by the way, because of the engineers in Austin. That's a fabulous aspect of the Republic Broadcasting Network, is it is a network. It's not just some lonely guy doing a shoutcast or a podcast. The number, 800-313-9443. And let's see, where will we start tonight? The last little piece of news I was just reading before we went live here, pretty encouraging, actually. I don't know what to think of it, but boy, you know, this is what do you call it? Nail biting time with Roy Moore. Here's the latest twist. I'm kind of loving this. I hope this is as good as it sounds. Let me find it here. Big top of Breitbart, their big headline. Roy Moore campaign to Gloria Allred. Release the evidence to determine whether there is fraud. Now, let me just preface that by saying Gloria Allred, Gloria Allred, who always wears red suits, she is a red flag. When she appears on something, look out. I mean, she's a communist. And that's what I like to call her. Anyway, when she appears as somebody's attorney, watch out. Something's wrong. But here's the latest. The latest woman to surface, her name is, there's so many, they're throwing so much at Roy Moore, who can keep track of all of it. Her name is Nelson. What's her first name? Anyway, part of her evidence that Roy Moore had done something wrong when he was 30 years old, was she produced her school yearbook claiming that was the school, her 16-year-old school yearbook. And Gloria Allred showed the cameras a photocopy of the page of the yearbook in which there is a signature by, alleged signature by Roy Moore. And here's what it says. To a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas. And it says, Christmas, 1977, love, Roy Moore, D.A. Dot. Then 122277 Old Hickory House. And she alleges he gave her the signature at the Old Hickory House restaurant. Now, here's the new twist, folks. Is there fraud going on here? Did this woman, Nelson, is she committing a fraud? And if, I'll tell you what, this may be pretty easy to ascertain, actually, by signature or handwriting authorities. If she has committed fraud, and this can be shown in the next couple of days, boy, Roy Moore is out of the woods, folks. And there's a sign, here's the hint that fraud was committed. Roy Moore, as a judge, signed a divorce, a decree dismissing a divorce petition from Nelson. I can't remember her first name. Let me find it for you. What is her first name? Ah, come on. Where is that name? Beverly Young Nelson. Okay. So she's got his signature on her divorce petition, which was done in 1999 before Judge Roy Moore, no longer a DA. He was a DA in 1977. But here's, I mean, this is something straight out of Sherlock Holmes, folks. Here's what Roy Moore's attorney, and his name is, this guy sounds sharp, his name is Philip L., and I'll mispronounce his last name, J-A-U-R-E-G-U-I. I'll just pronounce it the way it looks, Jaragui. Philip L. Jaragui. He's demanding the original so that his authenticators, handwriting experts, can examine it for fraud. Now, here's where the evidence of fraud comes up. Roy Moore does not ever remember signing his name, Roy Moore, D.A., he can't remember ever signing his signature that way. Okay, so that's interesting in and of itself. But it gets more interesting. What he does remember is this, is that when he was the DA, his assistant would routinely sign her initials after his signature on documents that he signed. And she was his assistant. So she'd be checking the documents, stamping them, probably in some cases, you know, well, you know, doing all the research and so on. His assistant. She would sign her initials, D-A. Her name is Delbra, D-E-L-B-R-A, Adams. So he did, in fact, remember. And he says, that appearing on documents that he signed. So, stay with me here. I'm not being very articulate. Let me get her name again. Ah, this is confusing. But it's Beverly Young Nelson. Okay. She may have really stepped on a mine here, in a minefield, if she forged his signature into her yearbook, faking that what she saw on her divorce paper, Roy Moore, D.A. dot, was the way he signed his name. She might have just blown herself up if what she was copying was the way Delbra Adams initialed his signatures. Ooh, and this will be easily substantiated because it will be a usual practice. There'll be hundreds of examples of Roy Moore, D.A. And this will give signature and handwriting authenticators a field day. So This is darn interesting, folks. When the attorney, Jaragui, demands the original and he says, let's look at it, here's what that tells me. They think they've got some red hot evidence of fraud and they're going for it. Now, if Roy Moore and Jaragui, if they thought to themselves, this is actually an authentic signature in an they would not want this thing authenticated and they would not demand the original if they thought it was real. That's the last thing they'd want, is, you know, to get stuck in a situation where their own authenticator says, yeah, I think that's a real signature and that's authentic, and you know, you're toast, Roy. No, they're demanding the document, meaning they have strong belief it's a fraud. Folks, never a dull moment as the Trump train rolls down the tracks. Let me look over here to see if I've got any callers calling in. I took a long time to explain that, but you got to agree, that's exciting stuff. That's right out of Sherlock Holmes, only it's real. Gary in Arkansas, you have the air, sir. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me? I didn't hear the click.
Yes, I hear you perfectly, Gary, and interested to know what you want to say.
I didn't hear the normal click and buzz.
Okay.
Obviously, you're a Trump supporter.
Yes.
And very pro-Trump. And quite frankly, I was too during his campaign speeches.
Yes.
Now, he made at least a half a dozen, or short of half a dozen, campaign promises that he campaigned on. And I'll just name one of them. Close the borders.
Yes.
I think immigration might have been another one. Now, since he's been in office, I've neither seen him do nor speak of anything pertaining to those campaign promises.
Okay, Gary, before you go on, I'm not stopping you, but have you read the news reports in which Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, has reported that border crossings across our southern border are down over 80%? Have you read those stories?
No, I have not read that report. I don't have that time to do the research like you do on Trump. However, I have not
heard
him.
I'll just let you know. You'll have to take it on faith.
I have not heard him speak nor bring forth legislation for those campaign promises. Now, it's been my experience, and I'm 75
years old. Let me stop you again, Gary. He has, in fact, issued many memorandums. He has written executive orders exactly addressing shutting the border down, reducing refugees admitted to this country, fake refugees, cutting illegals, getting criminal illegals shipped out of here, as he has been doing. Jeff Sessions has been doing a tremendous, very extensively.
We've got a State Department that's got a department to bring in illegal immigrants, as far as I'm concerned, officially. Please don't interrupt me. That's very
rude.
Experience that if a politician doesn't carry through with his promises, there's four things that I can identify.
We don't have time for four. Give me the top one. We don't have time for a catalog. I'm getting your point, Gary.
If you don't have time to talk to me, maybe I don't have time to contribute to the RBM.
Oh, Gary, that's hogwash, buddy. Come on. What a cheap shot. I won't send you money unless you let me talk. Gary, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut you don't contribute a penny. And if you want to prove me wrong, call me up at home. Okay, Gary. Here's my phone number, 701-317-5317. Call me on my cell phone privately. Not right now, please, during the show. But that's such a cheap shot, hogwash trick. I won't send you money unless you let me talk. That's come on, Gary. You're bigger than that. And yes, we don't have time for 4 points after your first 10 points that you've made. And let me now refute what you said. You don't like Trump. We know that. You said that. Okay, and you don't like him because he's not delivering on his campaign promises to control our borders. Wrong, Gary. And then when I asked you if you read news reports, very prominent news reports, you don't have time to do that research. Wait a minute. But you've got time to call my show, even though you don't do the research, and tell me what's going on, even though you don't do research, because you don't have time. But you have lots of time to list lots of points on a radio show. Come on, buddy. Make up your mind. There is tremendous reporting. Border crossings are down over 80% in less than a year of Donald Trump being in office. That is, for those of us who really want our borders controlled, that is our dream come true. Has he built the wall? No. The wall is going to take years to build. And it's going to take much legislation and money raised by Congress or levied by Congress that he can't do with his own signature. So he's not responsible for the fact the wall isn't going up right now. Prototypes of the wall are going up. They are being built as we speak. One of the companies doing it is based right here in North Dakota. It's a local headline here. So Donald Trump has done tremendous things. He's done more to cut the invasion of America by illegals and legals. He's done more than all American presidents in the past combined. I kind of have to exclude people like Calvin Coolidge there, who signed the Immigration Act and the Quota Act. That was magnificent. But let's say all presidents since Roosevelt, including Roosevelt, Donald Trump, add them all together, every measure any of them have taken to help control our borders, and Donald Trump has done more than all of them combined. Times whatever multiplier you want, 10. All right, let's okay, I got an interesting comment from the engineer on Gary in Arkansas. Okay, I won't share it. Let's go back to this to the news here. And Gary, I hope we can condense it for you since you don't have time to read it yourself. So if Allred and her client are faking this thing against Roy Moore, boy, is this going to get very exciting. Now, let's go to some direct Trump news, some really good Trump news about this president who isn't delivering on his promises and who isn't achieving anything, and what a letdown he is for patriots like Gary. Here are his remarks today on his trip to Asia. And by the way, Gary, for your information, Donald Trump accomplished more for you and your family and your descendants vis-a-vis Asia on this 12-day trip than, again, all the presidents. In this case, I could say all the American presidents from George Washington on. Donald Trump surpassed all that they did put together. And he says this. I'll try to get the audio of this. He says, last night I returned from a historic 12-day trip to Asia. This journey took us to five nations to meet with dozens of foreign leaders, participate in three formal state visits, and attend three key regional summits. It was the longest visit to the region by an American president in more than a quarter of a century. Everywhere we went, our foreign hosts greeted the American delegation, myself included, with incredible warmth, hospitality, and most importantly, respect. By the way, let me interject there. There wasn't one single bump on the road in this 12-day trip. Not one single wrinkle to the whole thing. How do you pull that off? Genius, that's how. He says, he continues, and this great respect showed very well. Our country is, has never been stronger than it is right now. When I'll come right back to this, and maybe I'll have the audio and let Donald Trump read it to you. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear-thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When this war is over, it will be but a
day. And I thought it. Here he is, our president. He streamed this live 5 hours ago. So this is fresh news. And it's Donald Trump's, he's had a chance to get a night's sleep. And he's standing in front of a portrait of George Washington behind him there in the White House. Turns out George Washington is my second cousin. Found a new one, a new president that's a cousin. Warren G. Harding, Warren Gamaliel Harding, a great president, very underappreciated, quite a patriot. He is my fifth cousin. But the here's Donald Trump, who's also a cousin, by the way, through his mother, McLeod. Here is Donald Trump today, and I can just drop it in anywhere. He spoke for half an hour. There's so many achievements to list. Let's just drop it in here at 27 minutes of the half-hour presentation.
Enforce sanctions on North Korea. In addition, we committed to expand trade and investment between our countries.
Vietnam.
And we pledged to address the imbalances. I am particularly pleased that the United States and Vietnam recently announced $12 billion in commercial agreements, which will include $10 billion in U.S. content. Finally, I visited the Philippines, where I met with numerous world leaders at the U.S. ASEAN and East Asia summits. At ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, we made it clear that no one owns the ocean. Freedom of navigation and overflight are critical to the security and prosperity of all nations. I also met with the prime ministers of India, Australia, and Japan to discuss our shared commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. During our visit, President Duterte of the Philippines thanked the American people and our armed forces for supporting the recent liberation of Marawi from ISIS. We pledged to strengthen and deepen our long-standing alliance. At the East Asia Summit, the United States negotiated and signed four important leader statements on the use of chemical weapons, money laundering, poverty alleviation.
Now, folks, Donald Trump accomplished so much on this trip that it's, how does he cover it in half an hour? Let me go to the text here. We had some of the key to this in the text. Let me go to the text. He said here, just to give you the scope of it, 12 days, five nations, dozens of foreign leaders, the top leaders, three formal state visits, three key regional summits, three of them. Just one would be a major achievement. And in every case, this last one he just mentioned with the Philippines, we had managed, Clinton, Bush Jr., and Obama had managed to drag our relationship with the Philippines into the dirt. It was terrible. At one point, U.S. ships were no longer welcome in the tremendous naval facility at Subic Bay, a huge loss for the U.S. Navy. Donald Trump has fixed our relationship with the Philippines. And that's important. And he makes the point that the Philippines, militarily, an unbelievably strategic location in the world. And then he did the same thing with Japan, South Korea, China, and Vietnam. Tremendously strengthened our relationship, tremendously improved our trade situation with those nations where we have horrible trade imbalances. And Donald Trump let all those leaders know in the most respectful way, that was then, this is now. We're not going to have these horrible trade imbalances. We're going to fix this. It'll take a little while. But he made $300 billion in progress. Can you imagine inking $300 billion in deals? And he said that is going to grow very quickly when all the concomitant deals are added in to $1 trillion. That's a lot of us folks having jobs and a lot of improvement in our balance of trade. So there you go. Let's just drop it in. Let's listen to Donald Trump a little bit more here. And I could just drop the cursor in anywhere. I'll just stick it here somewhere in the middle. Just see what he has to say. Here he is right here. At 16 minutes, we'll go to President Trump 5 hours ago, right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying so-and-so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. I know you're lying, cause you live
back at Star Trek today. He's just knocking it out of the park. Let me play this for you. And I'm just going to drop it in. He's getting to a point here that's very key. I hope I managed to cover this for you. Here's Donald Trump today in the Oval Office. Well, I don't know if he's in the Oval Office. He's in the White House.
Rogue regimes pursuing deadly weapons, foreign powers challenging America's influence, the spread of the murderous terror group ISIS, and years of unfair trade practices that had dangerously depleted our manufacturing base and wiped out millions and millions of middle-class jobs. The challenges were inherited, and these products really showed what previous mistakes were made over many years and even decades by other administrations. Some of these mistakes were born of indifference and neglect, others from naive thinking and misguided judgment. In some cases, the negative influence of partisan politics and special interests was to blame. But the one common thread behind all of these problems was a failure to protect and promote the interests of the American people and American workers.
Here he goes.
Upon my inauguration, I pledged that we would rebuild America, restore its economic strength, and defend its national security. With this goal in mind, I vowed that we would reaffirm old alliances and form new friendships in pursuit of shared goals. Above all, I swore that in every decision, with every action, I would put the best interests of the American people first. Over the past 10 months, traveling across the globe and meeting with world leaders, that is exactly what I have done. Earlier this year in Saudi Arabia, I spoke to the leaders of more than 50 Arab and Muslim nations about our strategy to defeat terrorists by stripping them of...
Now, I'm going to move it forward just a little bit. It's all good. But I want to get to something he says.
Palestinian Authority.
I want to get to something he says a little later.
Contributions. Billions and billions of dollars are pouring in because of that initiative. NATO, believe me, is very happy with Donald Trump and what I did. In Warsaw, I declared to the world America's resolve to preserve and protect Western civilization and the values we hold so dear.
Bingo.
In Rome, Sicily, Hamburg, and Paris.
I want to repeat that. That was the Kaczynski Square speech. Let me repeat what he just said. In Warsaw, that was in Kaczynski Square, maybe the most important speech ever by an American president or by an American. I declared to the world America's resolve to preserve and protect Western civilization. What is that, folks? When's the last time you heard about a president saying he's pledged and he's sworn? Earlier he used the verb he swore to put America first. He's letting you know he means it. Resolve to preserve and protect Western civilization. Folks, you have not heard an American president use that phrase and the values we hold so dear. That's brand new in your life. And one of the purposes of this show is to help people appreciate the revolutionary thing that just happened to you with the election of this man who has those ideas in his head and is sworn to uphold them. He's not compromised. Let me go down a little later here. He says, on each trip, I have worked to advance American interests and leadership in the world. Now, what's important about this speech he gave today is that he summarizes all of these world travels that he has done, and he sketches the importance of them to us very, very, very well. Sovereign and independent nations, rooted in their histories. That's what he wants us to be. Folks, there's more... communication to you, rooted in their histories. That means rooted in our history. He wants to make America great. Operative word again. Confident in their destinies, cooperating for the noble cause of peace. He is a peace president. And then he says about the Asian trip. Now he's gone to the summary of his trip just concluded. Our trip was defined by three core goals. First, to unite the world against the nuclear menace posed by the North Korean regime. Second, to strengthen America's alliances and economic partnerships in a free and open Indo-Pacific. Safe, respectful of other countries and their own citizens, safe from foreign domination and economic servitude. And third, to finally, after many years, insist on fair and reciprocal trade. Fair. And reciprocal trade, so important. These two words, fairness and reciprocity, are an open invitation to every country that seeks to do business with the United States. And they are a firm warning. Listen to that language. A firm warning? Wow, tough talk. To every country that cheats, breaks the rules, and engages in economic aggression, like they've been doing in the past, especially in the recent past. Folks, you've never heard strong talk like that from any American leader. any. And he's delivering, I mean, this is, and this is exactly what he said on the trip, to the faces of these leaders of these countries. And he did it, in, I don't know how he pulled it off, in a friendly way. People, you know, people who have negotiated with Donald Trump must be amazed when he walks out of the room and they realize, hey, this guy just walked out of here with a great deal that he made for himself. How did he do it? How did he sweet talk me into this thing? He deals with the man. He says that in The Art of the Deal. He deals with the personality, and he leaves people feeling that they've done well, and but he gets the deal done. That's why we have almost an $800 billion a year trade deficit, earlier he says, with other nations. Unacceptable. One word sentence. Unacceptable. No American president has said that. We are going to start whittling that down and as fast as possible. And he says, with these goals, it's my profound honor to travel on this journey as your, that's you, representative. He said, I explained how well the United States is doing to all these leaders. And he cites the statistics from his own first year, which Gary has failed, doesn't have time to read about all those achievements. The 3% economic growth, 3.2% in the last two quarters. Once again, our country is optimistic about the future. All the pollsters say that. Confident in our values, the polls say that. Proud of our history and a role in the world. And he says, I want to thank every citizen of this country, that's you, for the part you have played in making this great American comeback possible. Our message in Asia was clear and well received. And America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security. So, tremendous stuff, folks. If you want to call in, there's time to get in here. We can get a couple calls in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And don't worry, I'll be nice if you call in. I know I get into some great wrestling matches with some callers, and I know I enjoy it, and I hope you do too. It's fun to engage in verbal mud wrestling, and we certainly do that on this show. And I anybody who wants to wrestle with me on the air, I welcome it. Yeah, it does make some good points. It does illustrate wrong-headed ideas and good ideas. So I like it. I don't want just all, you know, the great calls that we get, of course, from the very best calls we get in the show are calls from people or like-minded people who understand how beautiful the Trump phenomenon is in their lives and the lives of their families and all of our people. Let's see here. I love this transcript. I'm reading this, by the way, off of, if you want a great website, whitehouse.gov. And Donald Trump has reorganized that website so beautifully, unlike what Obama had. He tells you every single thing he does. Well, probably something's left off, but he tells you everything he did during the day. And so you can, if you want to read that, you get a great feeling for what your president did for you today. And I rely on that website. And here's how he ended this talk he just gave 5 hours ago. My fellow citizens, America is back, and the future has never looked brighter. And we have laid out a pathway toward peace and security in our world where sovereign nations can thrive, flourish, and prosper side by side. And so... and of course, there's some sunny talk in there. The future has never looked brighter. I love the point in time where you and I live right now. But has it ever looked brighter? Well, shucks. I would say in 1910, things look pretty darn good for our future. And if we could run the tape deck back to 1910. For example, I'd certainly go for that because we could certainly do some good things like avoiding World War I, avoiding World War II, avoiding the Cold War, avoiding the immigration invasion. All of that could have been invaded, could have been avoided. And I'm writing a novel on the subject right now. I'll share that with you as soon as I get that thing out, a novel on an alternative history of the 20th century. John, in the great state of Missouri, where I used to live. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you about Donald Trump, President Trump. We have finally elected an executive for the executive position.
Beautiful.
And we are fortunate to have the man. I'm sorry that the man in Arkansas isn't happy with what's going on, but I am.
John,
I'm tickled to death. After years and years of voting and being let down, I'm not let down anymore.
You made the show, John, and I'll tell you what. Are you a regular listener?
I try to listen in the evenings. I have a farm. I work in the daytime. I don't get to listen much in the day, but in the evenings I try to listen.
You know, I used
listen
to be a...
to you through the whole time the election. I listened to you, and you you never lost your desire for Donald Trump to become president. I was, like I said, after years of being let down, I was kind of surprised we won.
Yeah, and, you know,
what was the alternative? What was the alternative is my question.
Yeah, that's right. But just a side note, just a personal side note, John, I used to be a horseshoer in your state of Missouri there.
About what area?
Jackson County, and then all around Jackson County, Kansas City.
Okay, I'm a little bit east of there. I'm about 100 miles east of the Kansas City border, just south of 70.
Yeah, my brother and I would shoe horses, and we'd go all the way down to Paola, Kansas. I don't know if you know where that is. We'd go, you know, horseshoers travel far. You know, we'd go up to Fort Leavenworth to shoe the Army horses up there, and then, out to Columbia, and, we went all over Missouri, but even as far out as...
I enjoy your enthusiasm about Mr. President Trump. I really do, and you never let up.
Well, quite a ride. I never let up, and I hit the ground running, full speed. Donald Trump's going to make it. He's going all the way. And people are looking at me going, come on, you know, come on, look at this. He can't climb that hill. I felt that he could. But the reason I felt that way, John, was this. I was struck by how great the man is. The man is great. His mind, his heart. And I thought, this guy... He is in a different league from these other Jeb Bush kind of, you know, mouse men. And I said, he's going to mop the floor with these guys. He did. Same story with Hillary. And you're right. We finally have, you know, we're lucky to be alive. John, I don't know if you're as old as I am. I'm 69. See, we're right there. And I felt, right. You know, When on November 8th, when we were doing this show and we realized that Donald Trump was our president, right as soon as I closed the microphone, I went upstairs to tell my children, kids, your world just got, you don't know why, but your world just got a whole lot better and your future got a whole lot better. And that applies to all of, yep, go ahead.
We need the same thing in Congress now. The guy in the executive position, and now we need it in the legislative position. We need real Americans that aren't there for their own benefit. They're there for our benefit. We hired them. We pay them. Do work for us.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you for your time, and I don't want to hog the show, but...
Oh, I want you to hog the show.
We finally got a real American... as the president, and
if
there's people out there that think that he can do everything that they want him to do right now, they need to be a little patient, you know?
Yeah.
You can't, this country's been screwed up for 100 years, and it's going to take a little time. It's going to take more than 10 months to fix it.
Yeah, John, would you do me a favor, sir, and you don't have to answer, but I would love you to call into this show as often as you possibly can. You sir, are a great caller, and I'll give you another I would be so pleased to hear your voice. As many times as you want to call, please call this show. And just another little Missouri anecdote. I ran for Congress. You said we got to take Congress back. I actually ran for Congress on a sort of John Birch Society platform back in 1976. I ran against, I don't know if you can remember this, the congressman from Jackson County, the 5th Congressional District of Missouri, was a guy named, a communist Democrat named Richard Bolling. And I ran against him as an independent.
I didn't live here then. This is a pretty conservative state.
It sure is. Missouri is a great
Maryland,
state.
And this is real nice here, you know.
Well,
but anyway,
John, I look forward to
your
calls,
time,
my friend.
Sir.
Thank you for yours.
I'll call you again sometime.
All right, soon. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, in our final segment, and I've got a really great little bit of Donald Trump to play for you. But John in Missouri, brother, thank you for that call. You raised my spirits, and I just hope you wear your fingers out dialing this show. You sir, are really capture the spirit of America, which is what Donald Trump has done. And here he is. Listen to this. These are strong words. Like you say, John, we finally got a real leader. We finally have a real executive. I like what you said. We finally have a real American. That's it. That's exactly what we finally have, a real American. Now listen to that real American, what he says here today about what he accomplished in Asia in the last 12 days and also in his first year in office here.
That wants to be our partner in fair and reciprocal trade.
Here he goes now.
We will never again turn a blind eye to trading abuses, to cheating, economic aggression, or anything else from countries that profess a belief in open trade but do not follow the rules or live by its principles themselves. No international trading organization can function if members are allowed to exploit the openness of others for unfair economic gain. Trade abuses harm the United States and its workers, but no more. No more.
There it is, right there. No more. No more. I love the way he says the truth. No more. And, wow. It, you know, and he's got 7 more years and a few months to, or I guess 7 more years to, you know, do all these things that he's got a unique, never before in our lifetime, he understands as a real American, he understands what's really going on. And as a great businessman, he has insights. I didn't understand how we were getting cheated in trade by Asia. I did not. He has the grasp of that because he knows how deals are made. He can smell a rat instantly and sort it out and fix it. And that's what we needed, John. We needed a man of that greatness who can fix the mess that these other presidents, who are not real Americans, inflicted on us. Well, with that, that'll kind of be our final thought here for the show. And look forward to being with you again tomorrow night. We're on 5 nights a week, folks, with this Trump Phenomenon program. And we're on 2 hours on Sundays now from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. No, let's see. Let me get that right. 9 to 10 Eastern. I'm thinking Central. 9 to 10 Eastern time. We're with you live with the Trump Phenomenon, and it just keeps getting better. And I hope we have some, I can guarantee it. I can guarantee there will be excitement tomorrow. No dull days in this presidency. Thanks for being.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.